This is Hi FM. Banks here, Ryan's over there.
All right.
She's Robin Banks. I'm married to the love of my life. She's just beautiful.
Oh, you're so smug.
I'm not just saying that. She's amazing.
She's way better than you.
And I think we've got a great marriage. We've been married 7 years, and a lot of people see us together and ask me what the secret is.
Yeah, like literally.
Now,
how did you pull that off?
I really don't have a secret. However, as a rule, we never go to bed angry. I haven't slept in a week and a half.
She hasn't slept in 5 years.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
This is the worst of the Hi FM morning show.
Here's what you missed.
Hi FM, it's Robin Banks.
Hang on 1 second, the aircon's a bit loud.
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Really loud.
It's right on my neck, of course I can hear it. I'm very aware of it at all times.
I can hear it and I can feel it.
Yeah.
The cold draft to the back of my neck.
Actually, do you know what? I've got also something to say about this.
Okay.
There's a study that's been done.
Has there? On what?
Temperatures, women and men.
Well, it's completely different.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And this backs up my claim of why I'm so cold here all the time. A, because that's right on the back of my neck. And B, because women need a full 2.5 degrees more than men.
Oh, I need 2.5 degrees more.
I do, yes. Because my hands, when exposed to cold, will be nearly 3 degrees lower than yours.
Oh, God. So you need it now at 22.9.
Yes.
Because it's 20.4.
Yes, which is why I'm always in jumper and jeans and scarf and you're like shorts and t-shirt.
It's brilliant, I love it.
Smug.
Live from Muscat Ground Mall.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Hi FM.
There's different Robin Bankses around the world.
There's a collection of Robin Banks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We are very, very sought after people.
You are.
I keep getting emails, and I have done for the past year, from a lady called Victoria Gray.
And you've been replying for a year, haven't you?
I start off by saying, hey, look, this isn't me. You've got the wrong email address. Because I've got robinbanks.com, and my email comes off that. People have got robinbanks.net. Isn't me. Robinbanks.co.za. That's a dude in South Africa.
Yes, because we've had contact with him, haven't we? He's, nice guy.
He is a nice guy.
Nice guy.
Yeah, yeah. I do get personal stuff from him, and I just send it on to him, and he's cool. He replies, goes, thank you so much. But there's another Robin Banks. Now, I haven't got contact. I think it's a girl in America, and Victoria Gray is a friend of this Robin Banks.
Possibly not close friends.
I don't think so. But they live, I guess, in the same neighbourhood, because the other Robin Banks and Victoria Gray are putting together a neighbourhood newsletter.
Gosh.
Now, I've just been invited to, and I've accepted, to a Dropbox folder called Fall 27 Newsletter. And there's lots of stuff in here. Jenny, the treasurer's report, is in here. Shannon, about PNP. The streets and traffic report from Susan. Obviously, I think Robin Banks is supposed to be editing these documents.
That's possibly not going to happen that fast.
Well, no, it did happen because I did
it. Oh, no, Robin!
Yeah. Well, the treasurer's report, they've got 538K in operating expenses. I mean, that's just a huge amount.
No, this is weird. So this appears to be a ladies-only neighbourhood watch with a lot of capital.
Yeah.
That makes no sense.
I don't understand this. So I've been in there editing it, saying that...
have they got bank details on there?
No. So saying that the original script was, you know, us ladies have got together and we're having this meeting. And then I've put, but we need men in there because we can't do anything on our own. Yeah, I know.
Amazing.
And I've been putting some rude stuff about a bunch of families getting together and the guys and the girls getting together.
So the disgusting bits are the bits that you put in.
Yeah, oh, of course. And they're going to have a cinema night on the street, and they were going to show Winnie the Pooh, but I've edited it. Well, Winnie the Pooh for the children.
Right,
So I've edited it Saw 3 for the children. So hopefully this'll get to print.
Oh, get up, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore.
Robin Banks.
Let the probing begin.
George Ryland.
Yeah, I've been having an issue with them too.
Woo!
Get up. Hi FM.
This is Hi FM. You know when you meet someone and they tell you their name
and you don't remember it?
No, and there's a lot of stuff going on. And
you're supposed to do that say it three times thing. And I never remember to do that.
But you don't have time to actually do it because people are asking you questions and there's chatting stuff going on.
You've done this to someone important, have you?
Yeah,
by
I have.
By the look in your eye. And what have you done? Well, don't get us fired.
I need to make a phone call now.
Where's this guy come from? How do you know about this?
This is our CEO's, Ehab's, uncle.
Oh, that just changed the game.
So this is Ehab's uncle.
You really need to be sure of his name.
It's Ali. I'm going to... So be nice to him.
Hello.
Is that Ali?
Yes.
Ali, it's Robin Banks here.
Hello, Robin.
Hey, buddy. How's it going? You all right?
You're up so early.
Pardon?
You're up early.
Well, dude, I do the breakfast show.
Ali's a big fan.
Okay, I just kicked myself.
Never miss a show.
That's the worst thing you could say to a radio presenter.
I'm used to hearing that you're always on holiday. That's the reason.
Right, that and... didn't recognise your voice. Ali, I hope you don't mind me calling you.
Not at all, sir. Anytime.
Anytime, yeah, right. Are you still in bed? You've got that sort of in bed sound right now.
No, actually, I just have a little bit of a cold. So I have this husky voice today,
yeah.
Which turns on quite a number of women. But yeah.
Ali, listen. dude, I think I need to tell you.
I heard that in the background. So pretty excited.
Well, I need to tell you, Ali, that you're on the radio right now. You don't mind, do you?
Oh my God. Don't do this to me.
Right, Ali, I met Ali last week.
You're fired.
And Ali is, you're Ehab's uncle, aren't you?
I am indeed.
And such a nice guy, such a great guy. And he's got a coffee place, George.
Ooh.
And he invited me down. And I said, well, no, what about we wait until George comes back? And then we can both come down.
That would be cool.
Now, Ali was telling me that he's got a surprise. Please do not say what that is, Ali. Don't say what it is.
I won't. I promise I won't.
Okay, don't, because there's something for me and you down at Ali's coffee place.
It's cake.
No, it's not. It's even better.
Better than cake?
It's better than what you can imagine.
Sorry, I can't think about cake.
Right, Ali, well, it's Lino's coffee, isn't it?
That is, yes. Lino's coffee. It's an Italian authentic coffee.
Right, Lino's coffee. And whereabouts is it? Because I need to take directions.
Yeah, fine. Well, it's in Corum on your way heading towards PDO. Just before the entrance to PDO, there's a gas station, Shell station.
Yes.
Do you know where he's talking about?
I do, yes.
You do? Okay, good.
Yeah, it's on the left-hand side. There's a number of... shops which have come up there, and our shop is number 3. It's one of them right on the main road, just by the traffic light.
So Lino's coffee, can we turn up today, myself and George, about...
Absolutely.
What time, George? About midday?
Yeah, we'll attempt best behaviour, so
yeah.
Fingers crossed.
So we will see you about midday today.
That sounds perfect. That sounds like a date.
And you will recognise us when we come in.
Your reputation precedes you. Yeah, I think I recognize you.
Ali, dude, I'll catch you later.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye. Get
up and dance. Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland.
This is High FM. Oman.
All right, this is to men. If you could do it all over again, would you pass on getting married and just be roommates with 2 or 3 buddies forever?
Oh, really? Is that where you lot are at?
Well, you could consider it, right? If you're a man now in the car.
You have the nicest wife in the world.
No, I do. I do.
Who cleans up after you. Like,
she
can you
does.
Imagine?
Oh, she does.
If you live with two
She's
guys,
great. Yeah.
It would be more unhygienic than this place.
According to this, young men today say they get more emotional satisfaction out of bromances than out of romantic relationships.
Right, snowflakes. I'm so sorry you find it really difficult, but talking to women. Grief.
The guys felt like their male friends judged them less than their girlfriends. It was easier to get over fights, George, and arguments with them. And they were better listeners. You don't listen to me ever as my feelings. I love you, man.
Dude, I love you.
I love you, man.
I love you, man.
Hello, Hi FM. Hello.
Hello, how are you, Robin?
How'd you know it was me?
I know you. I was listening just now.
Dude, I was putting on a voice.
Yes, just keep talking. I'm enjoying.
Hello.
I don't want something exactly, but just want to tell you that I love you guys.
Oh,
I love you, man.
I love you guys.
I love you.
That's after the bromance bit. That's what he wants to do. He wants to call up. This is to me, not you, George, because you're a lady. This is just to me. Bromances. Who are you, sir? Who are you?
Abdullah.
Abdullah and Robin. Best mates, we are.
BFFs.
Right, Abdullah.
Oh, you guys.
I'll see you later.
See you. Thank you. Bye.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Other stations would want to give you their best bits, but not us. Because we don't have any.
Le George sent me a WhatsApp last night, and the WhatsApp said, would it be okay to borrow your drill tomorrow, please?
Yes.
And need to put a blind up.
Yes.
And I reply back, cool. And she replied back, thank you.
We're very polite.
Yeah.
Not in person.
That was our conversation.
Yeah, good chat.
Have you ever used a drill before?
Yeah.
Are you any good with the drill?
Sure.
Because on hearing your stories about how things tend to happen.
Yeah. I won't be using the drill.
Oh, you won't be using the drill?
I won't be using the drill.
Oh, why not?
Because we have someone on hand in this very team who does this stuff for me.
Is that going to be Kathy Douglas?
It's going to be Kathy Douglas.
Really?
Yeah.
So you are borrowing my drill and you're not going to use it?
Because I messaged her first, because she lives opposite me.
Yeah.
Would you be able to put the blind up this week?
Okay.
So I've got people coming to stay. It seems a bit harsh not to have a blind up. But she hasn't got the drill anymore. So we thought we could borrow yours.
Oh, yeah, that's completely fine. But I thought that you were going to do the drilling.
I mean, I might do.
And I was going to give you a little bit of practice on it.
No, let's do it. What are we doing?
You want to do that?
Yeah.
I've got my Hitachi drill here.
Okay.
There you go. There's that.
Cool.
So just open it up. Choose one of the drill bits there. Whack it in at the moment. And if you could do it in front of the camera as well, so we can put this online later. That's it. Now, I did show you how to do that earlier this morning.
It's on the hammer setting.
It's on the hammer setting, but you need to put the drill bit in.
Yes.
Okay.
So we are going to go with the 5.5 drill bit.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
I'll check you out. And you've got...
it open. Oh, it fell at the foot. Oh, there we go. There we go. Yeah, now.
So at the moment, George has got the...
Need to open this. Possibly not the way.
That's not the way. So if you keep your hand on the chuck, that's the bit at the top. So wrap your hand round it. No, what happened there?
I don't know.
Why are you jumping? You can't put the drill bit in.
Oh, I don't think we should say can't just yet.
Do you want me to do it for you?
This is really annoying.
Shall I do it for you?
Man.
I don't mind doing it.
But you should... It's on the hammer bit. Should it be on something else?
It doesn't matter to get the drill bit in. No, don't. You just need to get the drill bit in first.
Yeah,
you...
but that's not opening.
Yeah. No, it's not an opening. Shall I give you a hand?
Please, if you would.
All right. Chuck it over here.
Right. Which bit is it? You press to put the drill bit in.
Bang. Right, there drill bit. Got it. Bang. Like that. There you go. Right, you're all set. Right, off you go then. Drill something.
Anything.
Anything at all.
What about the danger of death that you mentioned
earlier? No, you'll be fine.
Okay.
You won't die. Where are you going to drill? Drill the table.
The table?
Yeah.
Right. It's on the hammer setting.
Is it on the hammer setting?
It's on the hammer setting.
Okay, go on. Go for it. Nice. The look of your face.
Yes!
Have you got a hole?
Yes!
Is it a hole? Yes! Is there a hole in there? Yay! Nice
there's
one.
A hole.
Okay, well done.
And cute.
All right.
You had no face in me, did you?
Now take the drill bit out.
Oh.
Oh! Get up, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Robin Banks.
Why do you have to throw a wet blanket on my dreams?
George Ryland. You come off a bit cocky. Live across Oman.
Woo!
Get up. High FM.
Myself and George went out yesterday and we met for coffee.
We did.
At Lino's Coffee.
Yes.
Which is where Copper is and Shea Sushi in Coorum. And I didn't know it was there.
I told you.
We met Ali, who we called at this time yesterday.
He's such a dude.
He really is. And the first thing when we met him, his head was in his hands. Going, oh, my phone has been blowing up all day with people going, you made a fool of yourself this morning on the radio. I actually put my hand around and went, no, you were great.
And then you went, I get up at 4 a.m.
No, I didn't straight away say I get up at 4.
Literally within the first 2 minutes.
I think the conversation went around to what time people got up.
No.
How did I say that we
dropped it in there like a poof? But it's fine.
Lee from Gulf Oman was there as well.
Yes.
Why was he there?
I don't know. I don't think he knew either. But it's always nice to see Lee.
Ali was mortified that he was on the radio and everybody heard him. And Lino's Coffee, it's been there for about a year.
Yes.
And they do obviously coffee, but they also do a wide range of teas.
Lots of teas.
And we were sitting down and Ali was telling us about all the teas and the stuff. And then George went, "Have you got Barry's?"
Have you got Barry's though? Have you got Barry's though?
I'm looking across at George going, "What, well, dude, what are you doing?"
Yeah, they Lino's didn't have doing. Barry's.
They didn't have Barry's. We were there for one reason. We were testing out some new coffees.
Yes, and luckily I've just started drinking coffee.
George didn't know, but Lino's are going to have some new coffees on their menu.
Yes.
So would you like to go through them, please? Because we tested them yesterday.
I would. Number one is Robin Coffee Rocks.
I didn't like that when I tested it. I was very disappointed with my Robin Coffee Rocks.
This is part of the reason you threw a paddy.
Yeah, I didn't exactly throw a paddy.
You did a bit. I've got pictures to prove it.
I was upset.
I was upset.
I was just a tad upset.
Who chose these?
Well, obviously we made them for when these go on the menu.
We.
Yeah, me and you sat down and we concocted these.
That's not true. It's not true at all, because this was a surprise for me. It was an awesome surprise.
Yeah, but I think they're going to sell it like, you know, we made them.
The fact is, you chose these and you prefer mine.
Yeah, I do.
And that's what upset you. Child.
The two that I had, I mean, there was one with a bit of an ice cube in it. What was the peppermint one as well? That was mine.
That's the Banks Peppermint Mocha.
I didn't like
that. That's a single shot of espresso, hot chocolate and peppermint. I really liked that.
Did you?
Yeah.
I didn't like that.
It was your other one, the cold one that had the ice cube in.
Yeah, that was the Rocks one.
Mine are amazing.
You had a biscuit in one of yours.
I know. So I've got the Ryland Iceberg Latte. So that's a single shot of espresso, coconut powder, condensed milk, cold milk and ice cubes. But then there's the other one.
Oh, stop.
The Le Jorge cookie latte.
It's called the Le Jorge.
Yeah, it's kind of like a bit hot chocolatey and it comes with a cookie on the top. Sweet.
Can I have one of yours?
No.
We can put both of yours on the menu.
No.
And I could just have one. You can name it. That'd be just great.
You chose these. You can't be a child about it now.
They also do pizzas as well. And Ali, when we left,
they were really good.
Gave us some pizzas, which was just amazing.
It does occur to me, though, that we haven't tried the four cheese one. Maybe we should give him a call and ask what that tastes like.
Well, actually, I don't know when these are going on the menu, the coffees.
I want to take my dad in this weekend so he can try one, but I want it to be a surprise. Like, oh, look at the menu, Dad.
Yeah.
And he'll probably miss it, but still.
Well, let's give him a shout.
Yeah, I'll also ask about the pizza.
What are we asking about the pizza?
Well, no, we're asking first off, when are these on the menu so people can go in and get them?
Okay.
And also, pizza.
What am I asking about the pizza?
Can I have some now? I'm hungry.
I bet he doesn't answer now. After all this, he's not going to answer. He knows it's us. He knows the radio station number.
Hello.
Ali, it's your good friends Robin and George. What? What's so funny? Straight away.
No comment.
He's learned after yesterday.
You learn quick.
Listen, dude, we're just talking about our experience yesterday down at your place. A couple of questions for you. George has one about pizza.
It was really nice, basically, and we just want some more.
So thanks for that.
Thank you.
Number two, the most important question is when people go down and ask for these new coffees, when are they actually on the menu?
We already sent the paperwork for the printers.
Okay.
I think another, let's say by next week, they will be on the menu.
Next week.
And people can, next week people can order them.
All right, so next week you can go in and order... And can I swap one of mine for one of George's?
Don't let him, Ali. He chose.
Well, you guys have to sort it out between the two of you. But I tell you what.
What?
They can order them even now, even today. We'll have the preliminary tentative, menu available. So these guys can ask for it. And it will be available. But the actual... printed version of the menu will be done by next week.
Yeah, dude, we need to come in then when there's a printed version so we can bring people and go, choose a coffee. Oh, look, they've named one after us.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
I didn't know.
We've never been here before. All right, see you later, Ali.
Cheers, Ali.
Take care, buddy. Cheers, Georgie. Bye-bye.
Hi FM, it's Robin Banks, George Ryland's here.
Good morning!
And Friday, you got back Friday.
I did get back Friday, yes.
And you got back in at 7 o'clock in the evening.
Yes.
And you went out Friday night, straight away.
You've got to go see family when you get back.
Uncle Nuno at the park
Nuno.
Inn.
Yeah.
So the park inn were having an event up on the rooftop.
Samatarasa,
yeah. You went there.
I did, it was really cool. It's the first one I managed to go to, because I was in a plaster cast before. And it was awesome, it was packed.
Okay, are you going to mention anything that happened?
Yes, Uncle Nuno. I brought some really nice pastries.
Yeah, forget that. I'm talking about when you went into the VIP area. George did. She was in the VIP area with her mates. She got all her mates into the VIP area. And it was cool. You didn't sneak into the VIP area.
No.
You actually got invited in by Uncle Nuno, who is the general manager of the park inn.
Yeah, like he's the gaffer, you know.
Yeah. And what happened when Uncle Nuno went off to, mingle with other people and he went out of the VIP area. What happened then, George?
He got kicked out.
He got kicked out of the VIP area.
Yes!
Why did you get kicked out of the VIP area?
Because we didn't have the right bands.
Okay, so there was no reason, though. You didn't do anything to get kicked out of the VIP area.
No, but we just didn't have the right bands.
Okay.
Security were doing their job, in fairness. Okay. So I said...
Yeah.
Am I going to have to phone Uncle Nuno?
Did you really?
Yes.
Do you know who I am? So the story doesn't end there, because when they were outside the VIP area, Uncle Nuno obviously saw this, was mortified. What happened then? He
got us back in.
Got you back into the VIP area.
Woo-woo.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, the story doesn't end there.
No.
Because when Uncle Nuno left the VIP area after getting you back into the VIP area... What happened then, George?
He got kicked out again!
Yay! Oh, hang on, you'd think that the story would end there.
But it doesn't!
So Uncle Nuno again, I've got that weird French thing going on now. Surely I've lived this before, haven't I? And Uncle Nuno saw you outside the VIP area, he came over, and what does he do? He took you back into the VIP area! It's George and all her mates go back into the VIP area! There they are. Oh, hang on! It doesn't end there.
No.
What happened when Uncle Nuno left?
Oh, I think you'd have guessed by now.
She got kicked out of the VIP area for the third time! Yay! You'd think she'd have learned her lesson, but no! She didn't!
Those pastries were really nice, though.
Turn on the radio.
Robin Banks.
Sit back and enjoy the ride, boys.
I love this show.
Me too.
This is Robin Banks, George Ryland.
Morning.
And Jishnu Ram is here.
Morning
to you.
Jishnu
Ram, the engineer, Jish. I was just in engineering, and I was saying, come in and do a bit. And he was like, no, I don't want to do a bit. No. He was begging me. He doesn't want to be on the radio anymore.
I don't understand why this changed.
Yeah, I know. We had this about a month and a half ago, before you went away on holiday, and you said to your one fan, you said that you would be back on the show.
Because it was due to shift patterns.
Yeah, that's why you said. And now you're back on earlys.
Mm-hmm.
Now I've got to, drag you in here. So listen, you were away for a month.
Yep.
In India. Yes. Did you have a nice trip back home?
Yep.
Brilliant.
Enjoyed.
And you sent an email to all staff before you left and said, in case of emergency... here's my Indian phone number.
Yes.
Now, feel free to contact.
You did actually say, feel free to contact.
Yes, that was my brother's contact number.
No, I know that. Yeah. Because we called.
Yeah.
We know that now.
And there was a dude who answered, and he sounds like you.
Yeah.
Right? But he said, no, I'm Jishnu's brother.
Yeah.
After you called him a liar.
I did call him a liar. Jish, you're a liar. No, this is Jishnu's brother. And then he hung up on us.
Yeah, because he didn't recognize who it was.
Well, why send out an email to all staff and then the number...
This was not an emergency case.
I'm not sure about that. But we explained to him that we were best friends.
Yeah, and he still hung up on us. So we called him back.
And he didn't pick up.
No, he didn't pick up. Yeah. But we did speak to him again, I think, the next day.
Because we kept calling back.
We've got to keep calling him. Now... We found out his name. So can you please just tell us your brother's name?
Sriram.
Sriram.
Yeah.
Now Sriram is quite a common name in India, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what's your second name?
My second name?
Yeah.
Ram. Yeah.
And so your brother has got the same second name as you?
Yeah.
Woo! Here we go. Join in if you want to. Here we go.
Then I'm on a Monday and
Shri Ram Ram. His name is Shri Ram Ram. Yeah.
Oh, did you miss us, Jim?
No wonder he doesn't ever want to come back in on the show again. He doesn't. He's a superstar.
That's it, Jesse.
Oh, that's it.
Okay, thank you.
Genius.
Hi, FM, it's Robin Banks.
Hi,
I'm George Ireland.
Hello.
Good morning. Would you like to know about bucket list or chocolate?
Bucket list or chocolate?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, give me a little bit more detail on chocolate. First of all, I think I know what bucket list is about.
Okay, chocolate, I'm just going to say millennials.
No.
What have you done?
No, I don't want that. Save that. No, save that for tomorrow. We'll do that tomorrow.
Okay.
All right, so let's do bucket list.
So did you hear about this? The guy that got pulled over in a car chase, he refused to stop. A trooper tried to pull him over. Yeah. This is a violation on Interstate 80. And he...
Oh,
I know it well.
Interstate 80's always getting people pulled over on
it. I know, right? People have to be more careful.
Yeah.
So this guy refused to pull over.
Of course he did.
10 to 15 minutes later,
yeah,
they actually managed to stop him, took him into custody.
Okay.
It's a 46-year-old man.
Yeah.
Do you know why he wouldn't stop?
He was trying to get somewhere because there was an emergency. His wife was in the car, she was up the duff, and they needed to get to the hospital. That's
no.
Why.
Being in a car chase was on his bucket list.
Oh, you're kidding me?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool is that? I'm sorry, but you've got to... It's stupid, but you've got to salute
that.
That's the way to go.
That is dedication to the cause.
A man lived in the woods for 10 years, and he was getting away from something.
People.
Yeah. One person.
Every guy I've ever met.
Specifically. They're all in the woods in a little village. But this one dude, he's in his early 50s, and his name's Malcolm Applegate. Why did he live in the woods? Who specifically did he want to get away from?
The wife.
The wife!
No!
Yes!
10 years.
10 years of nagging. So he literally disappeared. One day he vanished. No one heard from him again for a decade. But he recently turned up at a centre called Emmaus Greenwich, which helps homeless people get back on their feet. And it turns out Malcolm hated his marriage so much that he'd been living in the woods for 10 years. And it was right next to a community centre for senior citizens. And he worked there as a gardener. But then at night, he went back into the woods. And eventually Malcolm heard about Emmaus and decided to head there to do an interview, and he's moved in. And now he's 62 years old. He's putting his life back together, which included getting back in touch with his sister, who thought that he was dead.
Yeah, that's harsh. Does he still hate the wife as much?
Well, the good news gets better for Malcolm, because he's still not got back in touch with his wife.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
I don't know whether to call him or call his mum.
I don't know. I think we're all going to get in trouble here.
I was given his phone number, but then I was given his mum's phone number, and his mum apparently kind of looks after him.
Oh, don't. Mum looks after me as well, yeah, but she doesn't want my phone calls.
But in an agent capacity, sort of looks after his media interests.
Yeah, my mum is also my agent.
It's not going to come across well on the radio if we call his mum and say, can Haytham come in on the show? Because he's going to listen. His mates are going to go, oh, I had to call you mummy.
Or are we not just calling his mum saying, can we talk to Haytham, please?
No, because that's going to sound awful on the radio.
So you're just cutting out the middleman here?
Well, middle lady.
Momager.
Ms. Momager.
Yes. That's the technical term, Robin.
So we're going to call now. This is last year's Red Bull Car Park Drift winner. He won the whole thing, and it's the drift qualifier on the 27th.
This guy's a legend. He was the youngest ever to do that.
I think I've got the wrong phone number. I'm well.
One job.
Yeah, I know.
One job, Banks.
I'm dialing it in. It's not even ringing. No, you see.
Gonna have to phone his mum.
So I'm gonna have to call his mum.
Yeah. Oh. The momager.
I'm gonna make sure that I tell him when we eventually speak to him, if his momager lets us speak to him.
Yeah.
That we tried to call his phone number. But
tried
it didn't work.
To cut her out. We did. May we speak to your little prince?
Don't say that.
Why did you want to?
Assalamu alaikum.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Is that Haytham's mummy?
Yes.
Hi, it's Robin Banks and George Ryland here from High FM.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Right. I heard when you were talking about Haytham inviting him to your show yesterday.
Okay, you're not listening right now, are you?
No, am I on live?
Yes, right now. Now.
No.
oh, no.
Everything is fine.
It's going wrong. Well, I was going to call Haytham, but the number I've got for him doesn't seem to be going through.
Because he's out of the country now.
Oh, he's out of the country.
Oh, where is
all
he?
Right, yeah.
He's going to participate in T3 competition on Friday, and yeah, he went to buy his new buggy.
And he's in the qualifiers, obviously, for the Red Bull Car Park Drift, which is happening
on, 27,
on the
yes.
27th, yeah. Yes. And he won it last year. How amazing is that? And
yeah, it was a beautiful surprise for all of us.
Wow, amazing. And this dude's your little prince, mummy's little soldier. He's 18 years old.
Yeah, that time he was 18 and now he's 19.
Oh, so he's 19 years old now. As he's out of the country, is he mummy's little soldier, really? Do you look after him and make sure he's wearing the right clothes?
Does he still have
that
a curfew?
Yeah.
Be in by 9 o'clock.
Listen. No, he can't come drifting. He has not tidied his room.
Get back in your room.
But teenagers, yeah, they're not wear according to mum's wish.
All right. Oh, you know it. She rules the roost. Listen, Mrs. Al-Hadidi, yes. Can we have your lovely little son on the show? Can he come in?
Can he come to play, please?
Yeah. Is Haytham coming out today?
Today he's out of the country.
He's out of the country, yeah.
And tomorrow he will be with World Health Mental Day in Al Quram Park. Yeah, maybe we can.
Can he come in? Yeah, before the 27th, that would be really good.
Next week sometime.
Yeah, you don't mind that?
No, at all.
Brilliant.
No.
Okay, because I was thinking that you might be going, he's not coming in on that show. No.
<heard it.
laughs> Yeah. All right, brilliant. Awesome. That'd be really lovely. Well, listen, don't tell him we called. And let's just put a date in for next week before the qualifiers.
27th.
Before
yes.
the 27th. All right.
All the best with him.
Yes, all the best with him. And he's going to do it again this year. All right. It's been absolutely fantastic speaking to you.
Thank you. Caught up in your
show. Robin Banks and George Ryland. Now that I'm waking. This is High FM.
AOL Instant Messenger. Do you remember that?
Yes. What was the
boom, boom. It's going to be discontinued.
My doorbell.
Hey, you go round to George's house. Oh, she just connected to AOL. Will you press her doorbell? No. It's going to be discontinued in December. That's AOL Instant Messenger and not George's doorbell.
It's still going.
It's very disappointing news to grandparents that it's going to be discontinued in December, who are just getting the hang of it now. Get up.
Get up. This is the worst of the High FM morning show. Get up.
Yesterday, George assaulted the radio station.
I personalised certain parts of the studio.
Over there, there's holes. There's no screws in those holes.
Doesn't need a screw.
I was replying to people on Twitter yesterday saying, yes, you did. I took a picture of it.
I like that.
And went, yeah, here it is. It really did happen. She was practising with the drill yesterday.
Yeah.
Because you've got your dad coming. He needs blinds in his room.
Yeah, so I've got two blinds.
Yeah.
Because I did all the house really nicely. Yeah. And then sort of just stopped.
Yeah, that's what you
point.
Do, though. You do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
But I thought, if Dad's coming, I've got to put a blind up in his room. Might as well put the other one up as well.
So you borrowed my drill yesterday. You took it home. Cathy Douglas was all ready to go over and help you out.
Yes.
You didn't need my stepladder.
No, because Cathy has one.
So how'd it go? Did you get the blinds up?
Gonna have to say no.
Okay.
Turns out I should have gone and brought some screws.
You didn't have any screws?
I have any screws.
So hang on, the blinds, where did you get the blinds from?
IKEA.
But they come with screws.
Well, there weren't any screws.
There's screws and rule plugs.
Nope.
It comes with, so you can put them up.
But it didn't though.
Have you opened both packages?
Yes.
No screws.
So there's the blind, then you've got a little cardboard box with the brackets in.
Yeah. And usually,
that's it.
Yeah, but in that box, They're
definitely
screws.
Not.
Are you sure they're not taped to anything?
Yes, because Kathy looked as well, which is why I will say with certainty.
So you did no drilling last night?
No.
No
drilling.
And that's it?
Yeah, it wasn't entirely successful.
Right, okay. So we've got to get some screws.
Yeah.
And rule plugs.
Yeah.
Do you know where to get them?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay, cool.
It's going to be fine.
If you got in contact wanting to know the update, there is no update.
There is no update.
Sorry about that. There's 2 minutes. You're never going to get back. George is making tea first before we do this bit because there's very little water left. And to be quite honest, there's just enough for us here at High FM. And I'm talking us here. I'm talking about me and George. The boys from Haller have no water like us, but we have water and we've hidden our water so they can't see it. It's a lovely cup of tea.
Lovely cup of tea. Sounds really tight, but in all fairness, we buy water for emergency situations like this.
And we hide it.
Well, they hide their coffee. So, you know.
I went around to George's house yesterday because the blind situation, the drill saga.
Yep, the ongoing drill saga.
Rolls on. We're on to day three now.
Although technically I've had the blinds for probably about 2 months.
And also you spent 2 days trying to put those blinds up with Kathy Douglas.
This is true.
With yourself.
Yes.
So yesterday, on Omani Women's Day, a man had to go around.
Dude, I can't believe you did that. You're terrible.
It's true. It was Omani Women's Day yesterday.
I know it was.
And I went round to put your blinds up.
Yeah, but the two items are not related. Or if you look at it this way, it was Women's Day.
Yeah.
And who didn't have to do it themselves? She got someone else to do it for her.
The first thing, I rang George's doorbell. You know what that's like. Dun, 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 dun. Walked in like a worker. All right, darling, put a kettle on.
Hang on, when you left, you went, you're cleaning up.
You're cleaning up. Like a typical worker anywhere in the world. Left a mess. You got to get
up. Get up. This is the worst of the High FM morning show. Robin Banks and George Ryland on High FM.
HighFMRadio.com. And is it on schedule?
It should just be the homepage.
Just on the homepage.
Yep.
George has put a new line to describe this fine show. Robin Banks and George Ryland on air now. We sent them to radio school. Sadly, they couldn't find it.
You're welcome.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules. Rule number one, no touching of the hair or face.
Wait a minute here. They're just using the same actor over and over. What kind of a cut-rate production is this?
Robin Banks.
This is High FM. It's Robin Banks, George Ryland.
Hello.
Sadly, this makes sense. A new study out yesterday found that 86% of people say they're motivated to go places to get a social return.
As in putting a picture on social media and getting lots of likes?
Yep.
That's depressing.
It's not clear from the study if people only go on trips because they want social media validation, but it's definitely a gigantic factor. You might be able to get some Instagram likes if you post a selfie of you at home with a pizza.
Oh, but Kim Kardashian says now selfies are over.
But if that's the only type of picture you ever post, those likes are going to dry up.
It's true, because that just makes me hungry and then I get angry. And then I won't like your picture.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Good morning, everybody. This is High FM. For no particular reason, because I was bored last night, I came up with a list of alternative names for body parts I'd like to run by you.
That is weird.
I'm completely fed up with using the old ones. So this, right? Your nose. Right. Nose.
Yes.
Face vents.
Nice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Ears. Head mics. What about that bit behind your knees? You know, that little fleshy bit?
Back of your knees.
Leg pits.
Oh, no, I don't like that one.
Eyelids. Sleep blinds. Like that?
Weird.
Your mouth, right? Your mouth.
I don't even want to know. I don't want to know.
Snack sack.
That implies you just keep the food in your mouth.
Belly button.
Oh.
Fluff burrow.
Oh.
And your feet. I don't like the word feet. I'm going to change it. Surface strollers. Get up, baby,
dance to the rhythm of the music. Robin Banks.
What? Shut the front door.
George Ryland.
You shut up.
Hiya, FM.
Hi, FM. It's Banks here. It's Ryland's over there.
Hello.
79010959. That is our text and our WhatsApp number. Yesterday, Chris Burks, he's on between 4 and 7, called somebody back that sent in a message.
I need to hear this.
And this message, when you hear it, George, I mean, we have these messages all the time. And if we did the same thing that Chris Burks did, we'd just be on the phone for the whole show.
Okay.
All right. Do you want to hear this?
Yes.
All right. Here it comes. Here we go.
SMS and WhatsApp 7901095 9. Someone's messaged in, so it's going to be nice and call them back.
Hello?
Hello? Chris Burks here.
Hi.
What's your name?
My name is Linda.
And how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Yeah, good. You sent me a WhatsApp saying, I want to say something on the radio.
Yeah.
So what do you think she wanted to say on the radio?
Was it a shout-out?
You think that, yes, but no. Remember the kind of messages that we get.
Saying, I want to say something on the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you want to say on the radio?
Okay. I really like you.
We get those all the time.
But.
thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye then.
Bye.
Yes, you're right. You're right, George.
Awkward.
Go on, Chris.
You're our favourite listener, and we mean it.
Here we go.
Wake up, wake up.
I just keep moving.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Other stations would want to give you their best bits. Well, we just haven't got any.
Le Georges has got a present. It's a day late. It was
delivered on time.
It was delivered yesterday.
Yeah.
This is a present.
From Rotana.
Rotana are who? Do you know who Rotana are?
Hotel group.
Which hotels they deal with?
They deal with...
Jordan is quickly trying to read the card.
Well, no, it's a hotel chain, isn't it?
Well, I don't know.
It would be kind of giving me a gift.
What?
Just because you don't have a gift. Anyway, so it's a bag.
Yeah, it's a bag. Great. What's in it?
That I think is a clutch bag.
Actually, that looks quite nice.
It does. It's very cake in it. I got a bag.
What?
It's got my initials in it.
GR, it does! Ah! It does. That's really nice.
How cool is that?
It looks nice from the outside.
What did you get? That is awesome.
You're so horrible.
Shame there's no men's day, though.
You get a present. You don't even know who Rotana are.
I do.
You don't know what hotels they look after. They give you something. You're expecting cake in the bag.
Someone might be spoiled.
No pleasing you, is there?
No.
Ever.
Ever.
In the morning, we gon' do it again.
Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland.
In the morning,
hi, FM. Oman.
Why are you having a go at me? That's what you said. On the radio, you said that.
Yeah, I did say that. I know I said that, but it's just a bit different when it's done in writing, isn't it?
Well, as I was writing it...
Looks really hot.
The description... I watched the bit and I thought, how could I describe this bit?
Chunky.
Well, no, but you didn't say that. You did not say that. This is the latest video podcast and the description of one of the bits is...
George rearranges her chair because she looks fat. And I did injure myself in the process of that.
You did.
However, what I've noticed from these videos is that you have it a lot better over there. You've got better camera angles, better lighting, and you're not hunched over a little bit of desk that someone's like bodged in for you. Sorry to be ungrateful, but I look very fat.
Download the video podcast, highfmradio.com.
Oh, it's a visual treat.
Come on!
Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Turn it up!
FM.
You're not very good at accents, are you?
How dare you? No. I don't even know what that was.
What were you trying to do?
Australian.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Come on, you just give it
to me. Twin cab, you?
You're really good when you do that.
Yeah, but that's the only words I can say.
So if you met an Australian guy and you wanted to be down with him, like you were from Adelaide.
I'm from Adelaide, mate. I probably wouldn't get a second date.
And he went, you look lovely. What kind of car do you drive?
Twin cab, you?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Let's go, Sheila.
All right, Roy.
No, my name's Pippa. Oh, you've changed. That's a home and away gag, by the way. I mean, I'd say 99.9% of people listening right now have no idea what's going on.
And yet we will never let it go.
Hey?
We belong together. You and I forever and ever. No matter where
you are.
You're my sunshine, guiding star. Oh, come on. Here we go.
From the very first moment I saw you, I never felt such emotion. I'm walking on air.
Just to know you are there.
Stay
forever, closer each day, home and away. Oh no, no, wrong. Here we go, this time.
Let me be the one to
turn to,
someone you can
rely on, closer each day. This time, home and away. As you can tell, we used to watch that all the time.
Oh, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore.
Robin Banks.
The boredom is excruciating.
George Ryland.
This job sucks.
Woo!
Get up.
High FM.